A major Russian gas pipeline project is in jeopardy after Vladimir Putin's main political rival was poisoned. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has come under increased pressure to cancel her country's participation in the multi-billion dollar Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, which will transfer Russian gas to northern Germany. That's after Alexei Navalny, one of President Putin's biggest critics, was poisoned 2 weeks ago with a nerve agent before he boarded a flight from Serbia to Moscow. Russia has denied involvement, but Mrs. Merkel said this week Mr. Navalny, who's lying in a coma at a German hospital, was a victim of attempted murder. She's demanded answers from Moscow. Today, NATO's 30-nation military alliance will meet to discuss a possible response to Navalny's attack, and more than 100 members of the European Parliament have signed a letter calling for the EU to take economic action against Russia. Rasa Juknevičienė is one of those signatories and former defense minister of Lithuania.
The poisoning of Alexei Navalny is one of several red lines Russia crossed, and it must be high on EU agenda, because without our clear action, the Kremlin will continue. So my proposals are that EU has to conduct an international investigation jointly with the USA and the UK. We need to strengthen biometric control in the visa system. We have to adopt EU Magnitsky-type sanctions mechanisms. And, of course, it's time to stop Nord Stream 2 because it is bringing money to Putin's criminal regime.
When we look closely at the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, do you think there's a chance that this sort of action, canceling this pipeline project, could backfire in a way for Europe? Because it is heavily reliant on Russia for natural gas. 40% of the continent's supply came from Russia in 2018.
It's wrong. I mean, that is a very bad situation with such dependence, because energy is a political tool of Kremlin to use it against EU. So we have to look for alternatives for diversification of energy resources. And we have new possibilities. For example, the United States, they are offering capabilities. We have Norwegian oil and gas. And we have alternatives. We have renewables, not to be dependent on Russian gas. It's very dangerous.
There's been pressure inside Germany and from many countries, from a broad range of political groups, to cancel this high-profile pipeline. Do you think, though, that would send a strong enough economic message to Moscow?
I think maybe not the most important, but very important, because Russia put much more money than any other side of this project. For them, it's important politically, economically, and less for European Union, I think.
Rasa Juknevičienė, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Checking financial markets, global shares are taking a pause after yesterday's tech-fueled sell-off on Wall Street. Stocks in Asia ended their session today down around 1%, while the Pan-European Stock 600 Index is up about 0.4%. U.S. stock futures are mixed, with the NASDAQ future down 0.3% ahead of the opening bell. All eyes are on the August jobs report, which is due out at about 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. School lessons, yoga classes, meetings, they've all moved onto the internet thanks to the coronavirus pandemic. Now the art world is embracing online technology. Today, the virtual online museum of art opens its digital doors to visitors all over the world who want to look at work that hangs in world-famous museums, including the Musée d'Orsay, the Whitney, and the Museum of Modern Art. Stuart Semple is the artist behind the project. He explains how he came up with the idea.
I think it's about time that there was actually a museum that was online. A lot of what I've seen other people doing, particularly due to COVID and the lockdown, was almost grab at technology that was there, that was made for other things, that really wasn't suitable for art. And I wanted to make something beautiful that did it properly.
And you do get a sense of sort of walking around a museum. It's all designed and effectively built from scratch, but it's completely free to the public. Why are you not looking to make money from this project?
I see it as a piece of art that we're donating to the world, and something that I want to contribute to all those people like me who maybe lived in a small town, whose parents couldn't afford to take them to a museum, who felt put off by going into a space like that. Maybe you don't have the entrance fee. It's really important to me that there's a free destination that's accessible to everybody to see the greatest works of art that have been made and are being made.
As you know, this industry has come under a lot of strain from the coronavirus crisis. And according to one recent estimate, about 406,000 jobs could be lost in this industry alone this year in the UK. But you have announced a digital-first commission program to support artists in this industry.
And the idea really is to commission works by artists who haven't made work for the virtual or interactive space before. And I hope that that show the art world that maybe there's a new avenue, a new medium that hasn't been explored before. And it bridges this gap between technology and art, which may be a bit of a saving grace for a struggling art world, but also gives a new platform and voice to these artists.
Stuart Semple, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Finally, it's a moment of celebration this morning as we mark 3 years since this program made its debut. In that short amount of time, we've covered it all. Trade wars, elections, currency crises, and of course, this year's coronavirus pandemic. It's been a pleasure to deliver global news to you each and every day, hopefully helping you prepare for the day ahead over a morning cup of coffee. So if there's a story you want to know more about, or if you just want to drop us a line, you can always get in touch on social media. I'm at Victoria Craig. And don't forget the hashtag BBC Marketplace. With a big cheers from us here in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.